Are you ready to gab and spill all the piping hot dish?
My name isn't Alice. My name is Remix.
Well, so who do you get mistaken for? Goska Simpson?
Oh, yes, I do. Plus, I've got a new song available for pre-save now. So I hope you're ready.
Oh, and the world is flooded and on fire and conservative men are awful. Abortion rights are being stripped in Texas. Next on Hot Goss.
And a little nude delusion, some joke writing advice, and some dreep driving into dree drems.
Mm-hmm. Let's get soaking wet.
Everybody get in the pool.
Dive in the pool.
Forever. Dog.
Oh, I should have blown on it. I should have blown on it more.
Radioactive.
I should have blown on it more. Oh, my gosh.
Children will could
I, excuse me. Can I get a side of ice? Just ice. Hard ice. Thank you. Thank you.
Hot ice?
Not hot ice.
Oh, hard ice.
This beverage is hot as ice and cold as fire.
Ooh, it tastes like rumor and conjecture. This must be the hot goss.
We want to welcome you back for yet another
steaming
piping, scolding, serving of hot goss. Hot goss, goss, yeah, I'm pussy, bitch. This is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics and take a deep dive into the DMs. Now let's get into some
hot goss.
Take a break on that. We'll be back right after
this. And we'll be back right after these ads. Thank you. Thank you for staying with us forever,
We had our cold open.
That's our hot open. That was a hot open.
Honey, you don't want to see a hot opening.
This is the show where we torment Big Dipper by not following the outline at all for 2 hours straight.
Yeah, they don't know. You do 2 hours. We cut it down every week.
There's just so much gold. It's really hard to cut around.
Usually we have to we break for lunch and then we maybe sometimes take a dinner break.
Union.
Yeah, always. Have you heard the new Gaga Chromatica release remix?
Well, no, because we're recording this a few days ahead. I don't think it's out yet. Well, I went on the iTunes store. I was like, you need to take my money, miss. I want to give you the $20 or whatever. Like, I don't care.
You got to know the right super fan because there's this one named and she sends all the leaks. I haven't listened.
We're going to bleep her name. We're going to bleep her name.
Yeah, only so her head doesn't get big.
Well, no, because we don't want, we don't want House of Gaga to cut her off.
Oh, you think that's how she got it?
I don't know how she got
I wonder.
Like an early advanced version. But what I love about the Chromatica remix moment that's happening right now is Lady Gaga's like incorporating so many different artists on these remixes, on these like re-envisioning of these great songs. Mm-hmm. And like she did a thing like with fan like art submissions. Did you see that?
Yeah, I love it.
It's so fucking fierce. I'm like, I'm really excited and I love the artwork and it's like weird bones and like
HR like, Puffin stuff claws. It looks like cartoon twins that weren't delivered, but some of their teeth and hair formed in the womb.
Right.
And then she had too many Chromatica Oreos and just shat them all out on top of a really cool hubcap. That's basically the cover art.
It sounds like Super Bowl weekend. I mean, we've all been there.
There's so many great artists featured on this. There's this person named Arca, who is also a model and DJ. I'm so excited by this. It's going to be a whole nother pool day to get in the pool, float around and listen.
Everybody get in the pool.
Job in the pool.
Let's get soaking wet.
Pablo Vitar's.
I know. I'm so bleeding out of my eyes with jealousy, but...
Here's the tea with Pablo Vitar, too. RuPaul used to follow Lady Gaga. Now she doesn't anymore. And the rumor mill is that she doesn't follow her because Pablo's on an album, and Pablo's the most followed drag queen in the world. But I'm like, no, RuPaul doesn't know. Like, but why would RuPaul unfollow Lady Gaga? It happened. She didn't block her, but she unfollowed her. Who does that? Who unfollows Lady... It's like unfollowing Beyonce. Who does that?
That's weird. Yeah, I mean, well, I mean, RuPaul doesn't run her own.
You don't think?
Come on. No.
People
say that about us, and we do. I have a team of specialists that are typing on computers that are, you know, hacking the algorithm at all times.
Those are chimpanzees with all diarrhea. Platforms. I've seen them. I've seen them in your storage center on Cahuenga.
They're chimpanzees wearing oven mitts that are running all of my social media accounts.
The problem is you have them almost potty trained, but when one shits himself, the other wants to do it, so they have something to throw.
You know, I pay them several thousand dollars per month, so it's worth it. To me, it's worth it.
I am very happy because by the time you're listening to this, we have a new Diamond Crown Queen.
Yes, we do. Now, we haven't watched it yet because we're recording in advance, but I'm going to give you a spoiler. It's the girl who's from the South, who has a charming accent, who's really beautiful. Duh, of course.
Oh, I see. That's all of them.
Because that's all of them.
Oh, well, I know who it is. Do you know yet? Don't
tell me.
I won't. Why do you think I would spoil it for you? I know you hate spoilers. I was just telling you. I know something you don't know.
I really do. People really need to chill out on social media, because even before, and we're recording right now on Thursday, okay, it's early on Thursday, people not even yesterday, like before yesterday, were posting things. Like, I got tagged in a picture of beep holding a scepter on the stage.
Oh, I haven't seen
before
that.
Even like it was out, like maybe it was in a different time area of the world, but it's like, so you want to ruin my experience by tagging me in this that has nothing really to, well, I guess I won the show, so it kind of has, it still has nothing to do with me. It's not my moment. But no, it's very strange, and people need to chill out. It's like everyone is in a race to be the first one to spoil it for everyone on social media, and it's a lot.
Yeah, that's definitely happened. Well, I didn't find out online. I found out because somebody called me and told me, so that was nice. But it wasn't Davina DeCampo, nor was it James Charles.
Well, what's going on with this? Person. This came across our desk.
Getty
this
images.
Came across our desk today. The news desk is full of, oh my gosh, so many papers. I need a paperweight. What is this?
So Getty Images tagged Davina DeCampo for James Charles in a picture. And it
this is what we live for, Davina, in the modern era, Davina, isn't just, it?
She just needs new reason to say, I think not. But also, in the outline, her name's not even spelled right. So, no, I mean, obscurity fits her well.
Okay.
It's D-I-V-I-N-A. Davina. Not Davina.
Every now and then.
Davina. Davina. Oh, Davina de Campo.
Every now and then, this happens, though. Okay, so.
Who do you get tagged as most?
I get tagged as that horse girl with long hair and big tits. That's who I get. That's my gender. So the British LGBT Awards 2021, there's a picture of Davina DeCampo wearing red hair with a black root. She looks great. She's on the carpet. She's giving a peace sign. And the other hand's giving a peace sign. And Getty Images says James Charles attends the British LGBT Awards.
So it's mistaken identity. And I guess in this photo, she does kind of look like Jane, right?
Yeah, you but this think? Other girl named... No, she looks like a 40-year-old Adore. This other photo with this girl named Charlie Brooks, she tagged him, thank you for your joy, British LGBT Awards.
James and Charles.
James Charles. And maybe that's how it started and Getty got that was her. I don't know. But this is why photographers usually like come up to you after and they go, what's your name? Spell it into the camera.
Yes.
I guess this didn't happen. Or this is also why some people on red carpets should give out stickers with their face on them and their name.
Well, yes. And then you see them all over the city, like on bathroom walls and urinals and everything like that.
Wait, but did you also see the
But sometimes this happens and you realize that someone that you know who's famous looks exactly like someone else. This happens. Like Katy Perry and I think like, is it Zooey Deschanel? Look... Mm-hmm. I mean, they, like, if you put them side by side, you're like, oh, my God, this is wild. They're the same person. So I think that Davina does resemble James Charles, but I've never, she usually does drag and paints herself in a way that she doesn't, you don't go there. But I think in these photos, I mean, she's giving James Charles to me.
I think they
but she's wearing a wig.
I feel like they would resemble each other more if neither had any makeup on. But
okay, I could see that.
I don't know.
Or just the full beat ombre brow and just like and stubble in a baseball cap.
Hi, that's sisters.
That's the look.
I'm going
look.
To sing.
That is the look.
Have you ever mistaken Jeffree Star for Patrick Star though? Because Monique tagged Jeffree Star in a photo. She said, when you run into the queen while wearing her beauty line. She tagged Jeffree Star,
so funny.
But she meant one size Patrick Star, I'm sure.
That is so funny.
Tags on brags.
Are Jeffree Star and Patrick Star related in some way?
I think Patrick Star is her birth mother.
Like, were they in the same drag house or like
Jeffrey
the
was
same
raised by
house?
White Bulls. I think Patrick gave up Jeffree. After raising her as her sister.
Oh.
And then she was her aunt. And then Jeffree was abducted by white wolves and raised in Calabasas. And in Kelly Osbourne's garage.
What?
During the MySpace days, yep.
Are you just... Is this real or are you making up stories?
At least one of the things I said is real.
And it's up to you, listeners, to decipher which one. Let us know. RaceChaserPodcast@gmail.com.
I think it's the Kelly Osbourne one because she used to do Kelly's makeup.
I really like Patrick Star. And I use Patrick Star's makeup palette, the one size palette, pretty much every time I get in drag. It's a one-stop shop. But this is, I mean, do you think it was a misspelling or do you just, I mean, they have the same last name. She did, Monique
Hart. She probably
Hart
follows
just,
both.
She just, the star, the makeup girl, you know.
Starina.
Makeup. Starina. Yeah.
I feel like incomparable. One has two R's, one has one R.
Yes.
But
well,
yes.
They both look great in the photo.
Ooh, we're going to take a break and talk about this next photo when I get back.
But let's do the rainbow.
Oh, okay.
There's
a great little song out there. It's by Woo Am I and Freddie. And the song is called San Fran Discotheque.
So amazing.
What a great song for the end of summer. Listen to it. It's our rainbow spotlight for the week. And give it a spin.
DJ, play that tape. Ride with me, oh baby, fly with me, yeah. Coca-Cola got that dark brown Henny, yeah. On this beat and we're headed to the city, yeah. Sour D's, I got the whole game litty, yeah. Laugh with me, oh you could dance with me, yeah. Wop, wop, make the mass cheeks clap for me. Clap, clap, celebrate it with my bestie. We ain't blessed, but you niggas couldn't test me. Testy, get a brain in a step bathroom. Why you faggots getting plow, powerhouse back room? Dry coochie ass nigga, why yes, that's you. Is that a stick of red burn on your new tattoo? And I don't mean no disrespect, why we be coming to collect? San Francisco represent, woo, look, take me to the discotheque. It's Friday night in San Francisco. We light up the discotheque. We light it up, we really light it up. The bloodshot eyes and sour diesel in our
fishing with my friends, counting hickeys on my necks, cheap tequila on my bread. I'm devil red, dripping sweat. Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones. And, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite. And you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take downtime and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
We are back, and we have an exciting thing that you can be a part of. If you love Laganja Estranja on Drag Race All Stars this year, you should see her in person. And there might be a chance, because there's a petition going around to get her to join the Las Vegas Drag Race show. And you can sign it. We're going to link it on our Instagram. She wants to be in it, too. She said, what's good, boss? How about it, World of Wonder?
Okay.
Mama wants a gig. So.
Well, okay,
she was
yes.
probably the best lip sync of the season. I can wow. say that I enjoyed her the most. There were no
these
mishaps.
Are the ones that I love the most.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize that? Wait, sorry. Sidebar. Sidebar about myself. No, the song.
How many bars do you have in that house?
No, in sitting alone in the VIP, I say. Dun, 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 and Gold Coast. These are the ones that I love the most, which I didn't realize I stole from Snoop Dogg, who says that line in that way in Katy Perry's
California Girls.
Yeah.
These are the girls I love the most. I mean,
I didn't realize it was a reference, but I'm unafraid to reference or not reference.
Don't worry. RuPaul does the same thing. Steal from the greats.
Exactly.
Speaking of greats,
Laganja. Yes. When the history books speak about All Stars 6, one of the major, it'll have a chapter about the Laganja lip sync. This is a huge moment for her. And honey, if she wants to be on the Voss, like Vegas show, the people want her to be on the Vegas show. Like, just do it. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great opportunity. You get to sit down in one spot for a second. You get to walk through carpeted casinos with bad lighting while people say, drag chaser, drag chaser, chaser, chase dragger, get this picture.
What about Trinity K. Brulé? She asked about it on the show.
I don't know.
Get her a spot in the
petition.
Get her
a petition. Do I look like personnel, bitch? Do I look like perso now?
They can do their lip sync.
Exactly. Okay.
They very much could. But Trinity's busy with Continental this weekend.
Girl, Continental's happening. The dolls are dolling. It's doll mania in Chicago. Good evening, Chicago. Here I am for one last time.
One more time, we're getting some new listens from one of my favorite artists, Miss Alaska Thunderfug. Honey, you're seeing red, baby.
All I see is red now.
You are a pop star, honey. This is your pop star phase. The video is gorgeous. There was a leak. I saw some footage.
Wait, what? Really? Where?
Uh-huh.
From where? Send it to me.
I cannot tell. I cannot reveal my sources.
The whole video shoot, I was, you know, in drag and like changing and doing and doing what you do on a music video. My phone just sits there. So I leave the day. Everyone else has pictures and videos and clips and everything. I have nothing.
What did you have for breakfast?
I had a bagel.
Oh, well, if six of y'all went out, then four of you were really cheap.
Six of us went out to breakfast. Four of us were very cheap because only two of us had breakfast. And if you want, I have the receipts right here.
I want to see the receipts.
I'll be right back. I need to let someone into my Airbnb. Hold on.
Okay.
Talk about your single.
Okay, well, it's really an exploration, not just of the color red, but when I think of the color red, red is sort of the thesis color of this entire music project, not just this single, but the music that is to come. Red is the color of the heart. It's the color of blood. It's the color of love. And it's reflective of the time when I remember first really falling in love with music, which was in the 90s and early 2000s when I had CDs and tapes. And so we decided to do music that is really drawing upon the 90s and 2000s. It's really fun music. It's music that, like I've never done before, we're talking about like relationships and a friendship and like heart things, because red is for the heart. But that's my thesis statement for this project.
You know what's even worse?
Send me the leak. Will you send it right now? What did you get sent and by whom?
I smell red. It's worse when you taste it too. Fine.
I'm going to need you to do a parody.
I would love to, and I would love to send you that leak, but you already said that you hate spoilers and you hate leaks earlier today, so gosh. I don't want you to contradict yourself. You know the fans will come for you. Do what she says.
She contradicted herself once. Unfollow. I'm going to stay following so I can send her messages about how she's inconsistent.
Oh, okay, RuPaul and Pablo. I'm going to send messages about her inconsistencies to Willem, because she's the hog of death and she's so ugly. Elastic could never do wrong. Did you listen to Very That this week?
Yeah!
It was so funny. Delta was so funny. I died. But the leaks from your set, I will tell you, you just can't trust faggots. You can't.
Okay, fine. Well, I mean, the fan blogs are all a flutter about the whole music project. So
somebody told me it was a Scarlet Envy tribute album.
Scarlet. Oh,
is this
right.
Not true?
Scarlet. Scarlet. Red. I mean, I see the connection.
You'll just
have to wait and find out.
We're going to take a break on that one.
Dipper's trying to get a word in edgewise, and we're not letting him.
She has her own podcast. She can talk there. Put it in the chat.
No, what's up?
No, I'm saying let's move on, because our tip spot is going to be here in 6 minutes. And I just
a little bit more about my music. I'm just kidding.
I want to get to the depressing, horrible state of the world.
Oh.
Okay, which one? Okay,
wait,
let's
we're talking about Ginger's music now?
Let's do a really quick...
Are we not going to talk about the girl that won at all? You really don't know?
It's not out. It's not... I haven't... No, I don't. I don't want to talk... No. No, because I'm not giving in to spoiler culture.
Take off your headphones for a second.
I know who won.
Oh, you do?
Oh, Dipper doesn't. No. Dipper doesn't. We watched it last night. Like, we got home from the set because it comes out at midnight.
On what?
On Paramount Plus. Plus.
On the Plus. Plus, Plus. Oh, well, okay. Never mind. I'll be quiet then.
Okay. So let's do
Jasmine
a really
Masters.
Quick. Let's do a really quick. And that was how Jiggly came back from the ashes. I don't know how she did it, but I was pulling for her the whole time.
Like a phoenix rising from the trash.
Let's do a really quick super speed. Let's get political. Really fast political.
We're going to talk about this horrible new law in Texas. Roe versus Wade was gutted, basically. 5 decades of casebook law was gutted in the middle of the night with a one paragraph decree on it. 666 new laws were passed this week in Texas, including including something regarding education, banning critical race theory, felonies for protesters blocking roads and hospitals.
No.
A ban on homeless encampments.
No.
Permitless
gun
carrying and a cardiac activity abortion ban. The cardiac activity abortion ban is one of the big ones a lot of people are focusing on because this is a ban criminalizing assisting someone in getting an abortion if the fetus has any cardiac activity, which is 5 to 6 weeks. And that's before most women even know they're pregnant. You know, you miss a week or two of your period. You're a week late here, a week early there. You don't know. You usually don't know till like month two when you're like, that's weird. So this is from NPR. Texas's new abortion law, which went into effect Wednesday, September 1st, after the U.S. Supreme Court did not weigh in, could prevent the vast majority of abortions in the state. It prohibits abortions once cardiac activity is detected in the embryo, and that's about 6 weeks. Unlike similar bills across the country, Texas law doesn't set criminal penalties for violating the ban. Instead, the law allows private citizens to sue anyone who helps someone get an abortion.
No.
Anybody can sue now. Abortion rights advocates have asked the U.S. Supreme Court to block the law, but the justices haven't yet. Anti-abortion protesters could use this law to harass clinics with endless lawsuits that consume their money, time, resources, and could force them to shut down, the lead attorney for the plaintiffs in the case told the NPR in July. It's fucked.
This is not good. I mean, the logic behind it doesn't make sense, especially because the politician saying my body, my choice when it comes to the vaccine or wearing a mask are also literally trying to say your body, my choice regarding women's reproductive rights. So this is a big deal, and I'm glad we're taking a moment to talk about it. Here's what you can do. There's an organization in Texas called At Jane's Due Process, and they support teens who need help getting abortions and birth control, and they have a list of 15 abortion funds that can help Texans pay for abortions right now. And also, if you go to Planned Parenthood, they have a link in their bio on Instagram. And there's a petition that you can sign, and you can give to the cause over there.
I just don't get it.
It's like Handmaid's Tale.
See, it's a precursor to it. And seeing the men that passed it, it's like, we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, or our game from a woman. Why do we take from our women? Like, these are...
I hate it.
They should have their own... Why aren't women in charge of women's laws?
Exactly.
Why are men trying to rule over women?
Like, take them all out.
All these men
take
wouldn't
them
be
all
here
out of office
without a woman.
Start over. Start over.
Tear it up like newspaper because it wasn't built right. No how.
Take them all out of office and literally start over. It is broken. This is like so wrong. It also doesn't represent the majority of like people's ideas, even in Texas.
Yeah.
it's like this is so antiquated and so inflammatory and completely nonsense. So at Jane's Due Process, also check out Planned Parenthood on Instagram. And why don't we go ahead and take a break on that one?
Yeah.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app. Oh my gosh, we are back.
I saw
the contract in the back room. I told you this is a show. We book girls from out of town sometimes. I told you we do not want campy vaudeville acts in this establishment.
This is not the House of Glamour.
We want upbeat number. All right, just bring her out. Just bring her out.
Well,
we had to remodel the dressing room. We had to put carpet in the dressing room. Her writer said carpet. Carpeted dressing room. We had to tear out the tile.
Little Sally Softshoe. She said she wanted a monitor so she could do her live singering.
These rude girls. She asked for a man with smelly armpits in her rider.
And seasonal berries.
Now, of course Sammy can do it, but the fact that she asked. All right. Just bring her out.
She wanted gluten-free Jello shots because she's a vegan. One of those vegan girls from the Northwest, a vegan girl.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, let's introduce her. What's her name? Minx Jun Moon?
Jinx Munson.
Oh, Jinx Munson. Sorry. Jinx Munson.
The one and only Jinx Munson is our tip spot this week.
Yes.
Mink Johnson. Mink Johnson, everybody.
That's when you shave the balls and not the shaft.
Wait, I'm your biggest fan. Aren't you? Aren't you Wiggly Calhoun?
Aren't you Melissa Edgars?
I'm the biggest fan of this show.
I saw you on the RuPaul's. My favorite is those Fairweather RuPaul's Drag Race viewers. Just call it the RuPaul's. Mm-hmm. I saw you on the RuPaul's. You're Melissa Edgars.
Aren't you Triptych K. Cosby?
Aren't you Selena Choo Choo? Wait, that you?
Have we already talked about my writer on here? Because you quoted it.
Alexis Cavenport. Yep. I know it.
I heard some people's writers, and I thought, well, if people are asking for that, I'm just going to be silly and ask for. And it's separate from everything else. It's like an addendum to the writer.
What does it say?
Jinx would also like a puppy or small dog brought to the dressing room for her to play with in between numbers. And
that's cute.
And to, a backup dancer who doesn't wear deodorant with smelly armpits.
Backup dancer.
Now I've removed it from the writer because I don't want to make people feel objectified. But I thought it was just like, you know, it was fun. It was silly. It wasn't to be taken seriously. But I've had people adhere to the writer and provide the puppy and the backup dancer with the smelly armpits. And then I've had people freak out at me when I arrive. Like, I can't believe you asked for this shit. You girls are getting ridiculous with your requests. And I just did it as a joke because some of the girls started requesting things like bowls of red M&Ms and that whole silly thing. I thought it would be so clear that it was a joke, but maybe in my professional tech writer is not the place to be working on my type
your type
5.
10.
Right. You know that top brass of PEG, you can never tell when they're joking or not. He's kind of a sphinx in that way. You're like, whoa, was that funny?
I shall give you your fee if you answer me these questions 3. Question the first. Oh my god. Hey, ladies, how are you?
Hey, stunning. Oh my gosh.
How are you?
I've been listening to your podcast and I love it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
You just had this lady that I watch on The Good Fight, Carrie Preston.
Carrie Preston.
She's so funny and True Blood. She's been so many things.
She's so sweet, and I was so ready for the interview to, like, reveal to her that I played her character in Claws for that ad campaign, but it was the first thing she brought up. I was so excited.
Oh, she saw it.
Yeah.
She brought it up. She said, I wanted Valentina to play me.
Oh, my God.
Well, I think when they reached out to me about it, I can't remember if it was this or a different offer, but when they reached out to me about it, I said, I'll do it, but I have to play the one redheaded character. I won't play any other character.
Oh, my God.
Just because I didn't want to make a new wig. But but I love
she did what
Carrie
she
Preston.
Does best. She did what she does best. She just gave it a character. She put a red wig on, gave it a character.
I also, though, when I was playing Carrie Preston in Claws, when I was playing her character, I looked at myself. I took a selfie, and I looked way more like Patricia Heaton in The Middle than Carrie Preston in Claws.
Oh, my God.
I saw the selfie. It was Patricia Meaton.
And I had to have a talk with the costumer. I'm like, I know these are the costumes Carrie would wear, but Carrie's like teeny, teeny, tiny. So I'm going to need something to cover up these spaghetti straps because I'm starting to look like a butcher window here.
Spaghetti straps? So they use lasagna noodles.
So of course.
I'll wear lasagna noodles. I'll wear a linguine. A linguine strap and a
come
pinch.
Come at me with a tagliatelle strap. I won't do it.
Manicotti is preferred.
Manicotti without deodorant.
Lasagna noodles.
So speaking of podcasts, though, you also launched a brand new podcast with your longtime collaborator, Nick Sohoya, and it's called I'm 40% Podcast. Tell us about this.
So I know, you know, when you think of drag queens and gay boys, the first thing you think of is Futurama, right?
Oh, yeah. Purple ponytails.
Purple ponytails.
Katie Sagal.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Leela's
Giant
Spirit.
Lobsters. No, I'm a huge fan of the show Futurama, and so is my collaborator Nick and Nick Sohoya. And we've been saying for years we could probably have an entire conversation just in Futurama quotes, and that kind of developed into just doing a Futurama review podcast. So much in the vein of my predecessors, watching a show episode to episode and commenting on every little thing they see, I'm doing the same thing. I'm following the path you've carved out for me, but with Futurama.
So you're stealing.
I'm stealing your format.
You know what?
Which you invented, of course.
We did. As far as I know, nothing happened before us regarding anything like that. But you know what? It's fine because as per your mom agreement, and if you read the fine print, we get 20% of every future sale of anything that you do in your whole career. So I wish you all the best.
So that's what this shackle is for.
You can call
with my podcast equipment, and I thought it was just an accessory.
We put trackers and malware into your microphone, young lady. So,
malware. That's a new drag king name.
International malware.
So wait, when does it? Is it out yet?
It is out. So new episodes of I'm 40% Podcast comes out every Monday. And then every Wednesday, you get new episodes of Hi, Jinx. So, very different podcasts with very different flavors. But I really enjoy just sitting and talking. It's the only thing I like to do when I go out to nightclubs.
You're really good.
Let's go dancing. I'm like, is there somewhere to sit and talk? Is there a quiet room?
Where you can hold
court. We can talk or not talk for hours.
We both love soup.
I'm going to need a boat. Okay. So wait, I'm 40% podcast. That's a reference to Futurama. But what is the reference? Because I know Futurama kind of, but what
is what the robot says.
Yeah. So every time they say something like, you know, oh, it's indestructible because it's made entirely out of iron. And then Bender will say, I'm 40% iron. But he says it so many times throughout the show that he's like 40% everything. You know?
Good news, everyone!
Bad news, nobody.
So wait, who's your favorite? Able to keep... Sorry.
Who's your favorite Futurama? I know that we have to wrap up, but I don't care. No, who's your favorite Futurama character? Mom? Is it Mom?
Oh, hands down, it's Mom. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, basically any evil mom based persona is going to gel with me.
It works. It just works.
What was your question, Willem? I'm taking questions from Willem next.
My question is, are you going to be able to keep up this rigorous podcast schedule while you're on the road for this holiday season live theater show with Ben De La Creme?
Well, I'll let you in on a little secret.
What?
Most entertainment is pre-recorded and released on a schedule.
Oh my God.
So I got a couple months to bank a lot of...
It'll be filled with really specific references to that time period that like happened that week.
No, I'll say, well, in news today, and then Dipper will just do a Jinx impression. Or no, we'll have Alaska do, it'll just randomly go from my voice. In news today, everyone's talking about the thing that happened at the Walmart yesterday, because that's Alaska right. insists that I'm from the Midwest.
You are. You're from Minnesota, yeah, as far as I know.
I did Trixie's makeup channel recently, and she does an impression of me that's just okay. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, this impression does not sound like me at all, because she's like, hi, I'm Jinx Monsoon. And then later in our chat, she was talking about the movie Bride of Chucky. Mm-hmm. And she said, and my favorite line Jennifer Tilly gives is, some maybe we're better off dead. And I'm like, wait, that's your Jinx impression. So in your mind, I just sound exactly like Jennifer Tilly, which I'll take.
Yeah, it's not bad.
She was the judge on the episode I left Drag Race.
Really? Mm-hmm. It's her fault?
No, she was nice. She was crying. She was sad, like she knew me or something.
I love Jennifer Tilly. I love Jennifer Coolidge. I want to see them have a conversation.
Jennifer Coolidge did not like me. I was wearing her wardrobe during American Pie 3 in the wardrobe room, and she came in and saw me in this Hervé Léger.
And she took it back.
No, she went out. The costumer followed her, and then they came back in, and they said, take that right off right now. She was not happy. And then they got me a different dress and sewed me into it. Name another celebrity. I've worked with them.
You need to do that for bonus content. You need to do a conversation between Jennifer Coolidge and Jennifer Tilly.
Oh, trust me. I'm already working on it.
Okay.
I'm working on it in multiple facets, and I'm also putting it out into the universe because I want this to be my new thing. But it would be really, yeah, it would be really mundane conversations like, oh, wow, Jennifer, you look great in that dress. Where'd you get it?
Well, I actually found it at the Nordstrom Rack, and it was on a huge clearance, and so I just got it.
Wow, I love the Nordstrom Rack.
You really sound beautiful, Jennifer.
And then at the end, like, Jennifer Aniston will come in and be like, hi, wow, oh, I didn't know we were doing this. Oh,
I brought smart water.
Avino.
Let's take a break.
Avino Lotion.
We brought a break. Ross. And then
it ends with Jennifer Tilly and Jennifer Coolidge trying to hug each other, but they can't because their giant breasts get in the way.
Oh, my God.
And Jennifer Lewis comes in.
Jennifer Lewis.
With guest star Shangela as Jennifer Lewis and Jennifer Holiday Hudson. Jennifer Hudson.
Holidays of Hudson's. A holiday
on the Hudson.
Jennifer sings the hits in a Newark canal.
So wait, what are we doing? Are we saying goodbye to Jinx Monsoon?
Yeah, tell us. Show.
Oh, yes. Listen,
what
y'all.
What you're promoting.
Tell us.
Let's take a break, but actually, let's just keep talking. Listen, I'll wrap it up with
Listen.
This. The thing is, Listen. Here's the thing. If you want to find out if
at the end
Jinx
of the day,
Dayla,
just take
it
a
is what it is.
If you want to see the Jinx and Dela Holiday Show live once more, you can go to jinxanddela.com. That's JINKXANDDELA.com. We're going to the UK. We're going to Canada for the first time. And we're going to many stops and spots in the Americas. Just the United States. I said the Americas, forgetting there's a whole second hemisphere. Anyway.
In America.
Oh, I love global humor.
Oh, don't you just love geographic humor?
Global. She's so global. I try to describe her without using the word global.
But yeah, we're live once more. If you can't make it to our stops.
You're lucky.
But you still want to celebrate the holidays with us. The Jinx and Dela Holiday Special is on Hulu in the States and on jinxanddela.com everywhere else.
If you can make it to their show, light a dumpster on fire on a hill and then run in front of it. Turn on Hulu. It was a great show. I watched it last year.
It's really, really good. Thank you so much, Jinx, for stopping by.
It's really good. That reminds me of, I'm so proud of you.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy for you.
I'm so happy for you. Oh, memories. I love you both so much. Thanks for employing me. Really, I can't wait for the company picnic.
Oh, yeah.
I'm expecting my my Christmas tote bag with your faces on it.
Mm-hmm. No, we're giving you a Christmas tote bag. It's going to have drugs in it.
Ooh.
I get it.
I get it.
I get it.
She has a heart out.
Thanks for letting me plug my stuff. I love you both so much.
Love you. Bye.
We love you too.
Bye.
Girl, the cave is only doing seatings now and in 30-minute increments. So we need to get in this cave. We need to spelunk.
I heard Balenciaga's doing a photo shoot in this cave. Or no, they're doing one of their Fashion Week runway presentations in this cave. It's one of those locations.
That's why I'm here.
There's a horrible hailstorm. I mean, everyone is just being pummeled.
Girl, I think that Dolce & Gabbana hailstorm was from Gay God. Saying, oh, you don't want to support the gays, but you're going to make all the good faggots and girls come here. We're going to send hail. We're going to send hail.
I mean,
not even rain. Hail. I hope all those models got time and a half, bitch. Hail on the runway.
Please. I mean, that was like a top model challenge. Now, ladies, sometimes there will be weather, so we're going to pelt you with hard ice balls. This is the moment. Speaking of hard ice balls, we're going to go spelunking, unking deep inside the DMs. So
message,
we get messages.
Very good. In case they didn't know, this first message comes from.
I don't know. We might have a new listener.
This is
if
true.
We have new listeners, I sometimes am
Put
concerned. Like. They will have literally no idea what the fuck we're talking about. Like, we start by saying a new episode of okay. Well, if you're just joining us, this is where we read letters that come from listeners or people who have questions, and then we talk about them.
This first message comes from John, and many a John has come from me, so I think
bet
I'll
you know a lot of Johns.
Uncle Johns, Cousin Johns. Actually, my cousin Johnny was the one. That night. Oh. Never mind. Anyway, dead now. So, dear Willem Belli notification on, majestic Alaskan Husky, Brack the Dripper, and esteemed guest host. Hello, lovely people, deep friend of the pod in my own mind here. Just wondering if you have checked out Nicole Kidman's wig work on 9 Perfect Strangers. As a non-wear wig wearer, I'd say it looks good. as professional beauties, what do you think? Inquiring minds want to know. Lots of love, John from Australia.
I haven't watched it yet.
I have, and let me tell you this. A wig is only as good as it is wet. And she has this swimming scene and the wig comes up wet. And honey, it looks like a bath mat that they put in the dryer. The front is such a hard matted part. It's not my favorite wig on her at all because the front is never pulled back either. It's like this drape of just like this thin little slice of hair and then the rest is pulled back. It's like framing her hairline, trying to like hide it. I'm not a fan of the wig in Nine Perfect Strangers. And also, it's not Nine Perfect Strangers. Three of the people know each other. It's a mom, a dad, and a daughter. So
plot holes. Plot holes. Maybe she's like, I'll do it. But I won't do lace front. I need to do hard front. There's a lace front shortage. The supply chain because of COVID.
Maybe it's a Shaza. Those are the Wigs by Vanity hard fronts.
You know what? I'm just sick of living. I don't really want to live anymore. Did you hear that episode?
That vanity story?
Did you hear that? I'm just, you know, tired of it all. Living, breathing, working. I just don't like it. We love. Okay, so the wig is gutter. Thank you John from Australia. Willem is giving it two brushes down.
Mm-hmm. Not even permatease.
This next message comes from Brian. Hi friends, especially Willem. Wow, fuck my drag. Fuck Dipper's drag.
Are you seeing red?
Wow, I'm literally blinded by red rage. Red. Can you please address this new delusion because it was alarming? Favorite podcast. I have been listening religiously since the first one. Also a dick pic for your troubles. I hope you're still taking these. All the best, Brian from Seattle. What new delusion?
In the picture that he sent, it's a RuPaul photo from when she was doing the polka dot pants ensemble. And I didn't clock I clocked the new delusion on the side where it was corseted and curved to like an amazing body shape. But then I went up to the neckline where it's a scoop neck and she's clearly wearing a V-neck. The body delusion garment underneath is a scoop neck and the garment for presentation is a V-neck. So
this is the polka dot blue pantsuit.
Yeah, and you can see it, but guess what? You know what? She's not a real lady either. So the fact that you can see some of the makings of the RuPaul doll, you should be so lucky. You're lucky, Brian. And you're not a drag queen, so you can't complain about it. We can. I am not complaining about the dick.
It's not like her bra strap is showing. Like, it's clear that they did a panel that was beige to
cover the shapewear.
Right. And
but
like,
why didn't
not
they make
everything
it shorter?
Not everything has to be like, oh, it's an illusion. It looks like skin. It's like it can just be a beige thing with a blue thing over it. Like,
but if it can be, why isn't it? Why couldn't that be fixed to where anybody would have fixed it on any other TV show?
So why don't you ask Zaldi, who's the genius?
I'd love for him to be on.
Maybe
but
it was an artistic choice.
I bet if he were there, he'd probably say, let's do something different with that. But he wasn't there for all of them.
Nope. Oh, I want something else. I want something else. How about the dick? What's going on with the dick?
The dick is great.
The nude illusion is seamless on this dick pic.
The dick is a submarine. It looks like
yes, it is.
It's a deep diver.
Hateful Notorious Club.
Mm-hmm. It's as wide as his thumb.
Yes.
His thumb horizontally, not thumb, because that would be bad the other way. It's a big dick. It's hairy. He's got his shorts pulled down to his ankles. I hope nobody's chasing him.
And he's wearing a shirt, and it says a word. Does it say dirty?
Dirty or Fenty or?
Huh. 30? Nifty? I don't know.
Queerty?
Queerty?
Queerty award winner?
Thank you for sending this, but also how fucking dare you? Anyway, let's move on.
This next message comes from Jasmine. Hey, I just wanted to email to say this recent episode of Race Chaser on season 6, episode 9 was hilarious. So funny and so fun to listen to. Feel like it was one of the best ever, which is ironic as the episode you were talking about was one of the best ever. Go figure.
Which was it? Drag Tongues?
No, one of the worst ever.
With Drag Tongues?
Yeah, it was the worst ever. Oh, yeah, it was.
Like,
go figure. Question for Hot Goss. Both of you are hilarious queens. What advice would you give for someone on writing jokes for a comedy roast? Here's a pic of my bum. I've chosen to send you a drag pic as opposed to a dick pic, as I'd rather not detract from the je ne sais quoi and velveteen allure of my drag. Jasmine Villers.
She should change her drag name to Velveteen Allure. I mean, that's such a good...
You see, it rolls off the tongue. You should just change your name. You should just change your name right now. It rolls off the tongue better. Or, yeah, I just change it.
Or Jasmine c'est quoi?
Yes. Jasmine Villiers. So she's a stunt. Oh, well, let's start with the drag pick.
It very much looks like the lilac. It looks like a cocktail version of Gaga's lilac Oscar dress.
Beautiful.
Or was that her Golden Globes dress? She wore black to the Oscars. I think she wore lilac to Golden Globes.
Mm. She
it's
looks
very
stunning.
Cocktail, but that.
Gorge. And is that a Louboutin?
No.
On the shoe?
No, it's not.
How could you tell?
Honey.
It's that sparkly clear shit.
How dare you question me? In front of all these people?
Okay. Well, what was the question? We're really funny. We're very funny people.
How do we write jokes for a comedy roast?
We're good at podcasting. How do you write comedy roast jokes? Do you have any advice on that?
Yeah, 4 hours before you need to go on stage while you're waiting for your bags.
Do a bong rip.
Start yelling stuff into your phone.
Then shove beer up your ass and squirt it out on a hoverboard. It'll be a hit.
I tried to think of the most obvious jokes about a person and then write them down and then find a way to make them funny or do them in a way that no one else would because... Mm-hmm. Usually you're not going to be first or second or third in a roast. Chances are you're going to be somewhere down the line and someone will say your joke. So finding a unique perspective is the best way to come out something like this.
Yeah.
Even if it's like writing the person's grocery list, you know,
that's
and doing
funny.
Something stupid like that.
Yeah. And I guess like, I don't know. Are you doing a roast, Jasmine? Because like I'm just like
she needs to eat a roast. That ass I'm is just, flat.
Don't say that. She has a beautiful rump roast.
Well, she wanted to get roasted. Oh no, she wanted jokes on roasting. Sorry.
She wanted to get spit roasted. speaking of the ass pick, I think she looks great. She's turned around in the mirror. She's doing some arm gymnastics to get this picture.
Girl,
for
she
us.
Could do a little Eureka booty touche. And it wouldn't hurt. The ooh.
I think her butt is so cute.
Honey, she's already beveling in the photo.
Alexis P. Bevels. this is a very short. Is it a crop top? The shortest pink crop top I've ever
very
seen.
Very American Richard.
She kind of looks like. American. She kind of looks like Caleb from House of Avalon. A little
very
bit.
Much, very
are
much.
You Caleb
all
from
these coats too?
Is it you? Are you the drama? Are you the Caleb from House of Avalon? Is it you? I guess like just be like don't be too mean, I guess, in a roast. I think that like It the instinct can sometimes be like, oh, I'm just going to say like the meanest, most horrible shit. Like you don't want to end up doing like a Utica kind of thing where you just say mean shit. So like my suggestion is like keep it like stupid and silly and find that, like Willem said, find the things that are like funny or different about this person and then make a joke about them. That's good advice. But don't be too mean.
Yeah, I agree. You could also bring roast beef and just make a sandwich on the podium and say you misunderstood the assignment.
Roast! Like you pull out the thing and it's like
just
a
carve
big
your own
like
meat.
Turning meat.
Yeah, it's
thing.
Called a spit. Just turn it. Uh-huh.
Well,
that was a great episode. Lots to talk about.
I think so. I think it was as good as... This was as good as any episode of Drag Tots, I think.
Better.
Oh, I think so. No, this was a great episode, and we want to thank you so much for listening to
Hot Goss. We'd like to thank our guest, Jinx Monsoon. You can hear Minx Johnson twice a week on I Am 40% Podcast on Mondays, and Hi Jinx on Wednesday right here on the Mom Network.
Uh-huh. And you can send us your questions via email to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
Also, we have tons of bonus video content available at patreon.com/Willem. And you can search for those videos using the hashtag racechaser and leave the coins on the dresser and hit the play button. Did you see our Nogue video yet where we review fashion?
I watched it, part one. So it's part one, right?
Yeah,
it's really good. It's really nice. And we'll continue to release some of our older Patreon content from 2019, but for free on YouTube. So make sure you're subscribed to both Willem and Alaska on YouTube. Hit the bell icon so you get notifications.
Also, check us out on Instagram at Willem, at TheOnlyAlaska5000, at RaceChaserPod, and at MomPodcast, where you can see something. All the pictures from Vary That are up there.
Oh, honey.
Why is she so that?
Follow us on... Did you say that already?
The link on Instagram at RaceChaserPod also has lots of resources and places to donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement, and a link to AAPIP.org to help combat increased anti-Asian violence.
That's right. Get the vax, wear a mask, wash your hands, stay safe and healthy out there.
Get the vax! We will be back next week with more piping,
streaming,
scrolling.
That's Hot Goss.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.